I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. The situation in Iraq quickly deteriorating. A 360 exclusive with an American contractor who saw a part of the militant siege for himself, took up arms to defend a military base. Let's get started. A U.S. official tells CNN that the speed with which the situation in Iraq is deteriorating surprised even officials who have been closely monitoring the country. Tonight, however, there's word that as far back as in the spring, the U.S. intelligence community warned that ISIS was threatening Baghdad and Mosul, the second largest city. That according to a U.S. counterterrorism official. Those threats have become a deadly reality now in cities throughout Iraq, country under siege by Islamist militants, as the United States government contemplates what, if anything, it should do about it. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights says the full extent of civilian casualties is not yet known, but hundreds of civilians may have already been killed and 500,000 have been displaced by violence. Iraq's foreign minister says the government is taking steps to, quote, push back the terrorists, including airstrikes. Iraq State TV says the Air Force hit three buildings and five vehicles, killing all ISIS forces near a military base just outside Tikrit. We'll talk to our reporters in Iraq, the White House, and the Pentagon in a moment, but we want to start with a voice you have not heard, an American caught in the middle of this violent spiral. He's a contractor at a military base in Balad, about 55 miles north of Baghdad. He's just been airlifted out of Balad, out of that base, after ISIS fighters attacked the base, and the hired security at the base simply fled. For security reasons, he wants to be identified only by his first name, Tony. I spoke with him a short time ago in a 360 exclusive. So, Tony, I'm very glad you're safe now in Baghdad. You were evacuated from Balad Air Base. Explain what happened over the last couple of days there.
Okay, basically 5 days ago, we got word that Mosul and Tikrit got taken over and that we were going to have 48 hours to get all non-essential personnel out and evacuate. Basically, anybody without weapons, security personnel would be left behind. The company thought we had that much time. That, in case, was not the fact. The very next day, we started taking contact.
What kind of contact were you taking?
Small arms fire. There was a couple IDF rounds that we did hear. They didn't actually hit inside the perimeter, but we did take a lot of small arms fire on our south side and our east side. A lot of the checkpoints that the Iraqi army held were taken.
The checkpoints that the Iraqi army was holding, what, outside the base, they were overrun?
Yes. We had checkpoints that go out 5 kilometers outside our base, and those were overrun. They weren't very heavily manned.
About how many American contractors were on the base in Balad, and also about how many Iraqi security forces were on the base?
Iraqi army, there was, I can't give you an exact number, but I know there was probably close to 1,000. They actually got tasked out a couple of days prior to go fight in a couple of the cities and villages nearby, so that got cut down dramatically. And then we had, I'd say, close to 500 American personnel, as well as foreign nationals, mainly South Africans. And, we had a good local national security force, but as soon as we started taking contact, they left. Most of them left, so it left us pretty much to defend for ourselves.
When you say they left, do you mean they're the troops who left to go fight in other cities, or they left as in they, like, fled?
No, they fled. Some of the local national security forces, they pretty much just dropped their weapons and walked off base. Not the Iraqi army. The Iraqi army stayed. They fought. They did what they were actually supposed to do. But if it wasn't for the villages on our perimeter, you might not be talking to me right now, because the villages stood up and they helped out the Iraqi army tremendously, and there was enough numbers to keep ISIS back.
So you were evacuated finally by air, though?
Yes, by the Iraqi Air Force. They actually came in and they helped us out, and they got us out on C-130s and cargo planes. There's still some Americans there, and there's still some foreign nationals there, but I think they're between tonight and tomorrow, hopefully we'll be able to get most of them known.